WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
Hey, this is Gail Kim.
This is WWE Superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Pat Patterson.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bada boom! Realest guys in the world.
How you know?
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
What the FIFA? Everyone, welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, WildTalkRadio.com, or RackRadioShow.com, thank you so much for joining us this evening. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is my ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Delete! 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 Delete.
Are you done? Deleting?
Delete.
Delete?
Delete?
Delete. Yes, yes, total nonstop deletion was tonight, and well, we have a little surprise for everybody. It's not really a surprise, because we already sort of announced it, but if you don't follow us on the social medias, we have the one, the only, one half of the TNA Tag Team Champions, the Broken Matt Hardy, on the show tonight. Because we're
I
awesome
knew
like
you'd
that.
Come.
There you go.
Yes, we have the Broken Matt Hardy. I told you all for like 5 days, 6 days with half a voice. Subscribe to our YouTube channel because I would have a surprise. And then we had the surprise there. Told you.
We hit it, y'all. We're tricky like that.
Because that's an incentive to subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/rackradioshow. You can get exclusive content from time to time. Exclusive!
Oh, but from time to time, yeah.
From time to time. You get all the video, the WWE 2K17 videos. But exclusive interviews? You never know. It's a thing.
It's totally a thing. So in addition to Broken Matt Hardy, we also have news, and we have a ton of news. I'm sorry. We have notes. We are talking Roadblock, end of the line. We also have the SmackDown Throwdown and the NXT Rundown. So, well, I say we don't waste any more time. We jump right into the news brought to our friends over at Gerwick.net and TNAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans. What do you think?
Let's do the thing. By the way, you can interact at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lynn's Ward on the Twitter machine throughout the show, or come to the chatty box here at Wild Talk Radio and RackRadioShow.com.
Alrighty, well, since we're talking TNA and we're referencing Broken Matt Hardy, we're just going to start with the TNA news brought to you by TNAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans. And, well, we are pleased to announce that TNA has seemingly seemingly solved their problem in the UK in terms of not having a TV deal. Again, what the hell's wrong with me?
All right, we just need to delete the beginning of the show and restart.
No, we don't.
Delete.
No.
Delete.
No.
Bleat?
Chill. No delete for you!
Is that like no soup for you?
Yes.
Okay. They have figured out how to solve their TV deal in the UK by getting what, Lindsay?
By getting an app.
An app?
An app, I say. That's right. The promotion will be launching an app for their UK audience. It's going to be called the Total Access TNA Impact App. Jesus, that's a mouthful. It's going to be available beginning January 5th for £1.99 a month on iOS and Android, as well as through impactwrestling.com/UK. And there are plans to expand it onto Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, and Xbox at a later date. New episodes of Impact will be made available on the app at the same time they air in the U.S. on Pop, and subscribers of the app will also have access to episodes of TNA's Greatest Matches, TNA Classics, and TNA British Bootcamp.
A lot of the TNA Greatest Matches, Classics, and British Bootcamp are stuff available through the Fight Network, which owns the rights to all the old material, and they air that content on a regular basis on their pay service currently, so that's why you get that in the UK. It'll be just in time for when TNA goes return live to sort of live at the beginning of January. I believe it's on January the 5th. Right, perfect time when they can actually come back. So January 5th, when they're back live, the app will be running for the first show.
Oh my god, it's like they planned it.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. So yeah, so congratulations to TNA and Fight Network on that. Another quick TNA note. Tigre Uno, TNA stars Basil Barca and Baron Dax, a.k.a. Marcus Louis and Sylvester Lefour of NXT fame, have all left TNA to pursue Happy Trails and other endeavors.
They haven't used Tigre Uno about them since last January, and Louis and Lefour are not in this country, so it costs a lot of money to bring them into this country, and their contracts run up, so no need to re-sign them when it costs too much to probably bring them in.
Because they're in Canada, aren't they?
I think.
Or are they in Europe?
They may be in Europe. I know at least one of them's in Europe, so it's a bit of an expense right now to bring them in, and when you're trying to cut costs and keep everything to a limited budget, it makes sense not to bring them in. So the Tribunal is no more in Impact Wrestling. But it doesn't mean they won't ever work for the company again, just not right now.
Yeah. TNA is trying to basically reimagine itself, reform itself, collect itself after the ugliness of, you know, fourth quarter, so.
Yeah, that was a really, really ugly fourth quarter.
Yeah, that was kind of nasty for them, so.
But somehow, the TNA cockroach that they are survived one more time and looked to be surviving for the very near future. And on the plus side on all that, this is the first time going into January where we don't have to worry about, hey, will they have money for their TNA TV tapings? It's gonna
right?
They're going to go on.
It's such a nice conversation to not have.
They're not dead in the water, so that's a positive.
I'm calling this a win already, y'all. This is a win.
So Fight Network is doing some good things because they're keeping them on TV. So got the app, so they're good. So good job, TNA. Off to a good start going into 2017.
Anyway, a little bit more independent news. It was announced today that the Nevada Athletic Commission. My tongue is not going to work tonight. That's it. Delete the show. Start over.
Theme song!
Listen up.
You're an asshole. Anyway, the Nevada Athletic Commission announced that they are suspending Brock Lesnar for 1 year for his doping violation that he had this past summer in his fight. This is after investigations and appeals and everything else. They finally handed down the punishment today. Lesnar really isn't worried about it because I don't think he's planning on fighting again anyway.
He was also fined $250,000, and it will be interesting where there are athletic commissions where he may have to wrestle in. He will not be able to allow to perform in, so wherever they hold up to it, he won't be able to perform, but since he's on a limited schedule, anyhow, he'll be okay.
Yeah. I want to stress this right now because I feel the need to say this. Anybody that's asking WWE that echo this punishment, y'all sit down.
Sit down, be quiet, have a sandwich.
It was up to Nevada to punish Brock Lesnar. Nevada has punished Brock Lesnar. It is not up to WWE because, again, Brock Lesnar did not fail a WWE drug test. He did this independently. Therefore, they literally cannot punish him under their own drug policy. They just can't. He has to fail their test to punish him. If it's an independent test, there's not a lot they can do.
And he doesn't take their test, so there you go.
Yeah, he's excluded from their test by his contract.
So
conveniently.
He'll be allowed to fight again on July 9th.
So at least it's something. At least he's facing some kind of penalty. He's having to pay a fine, which is good because, you know, it's like, oh, well, you're suspended for a year. Okay, well, I wasn't planning on doing anything anyway. So it's like, hey, joke's on you. Oh, yeah, and we're going to fine you $250,000.
Oh, no, he lost his bonus for the fight.
Yeah.
He made $10 million. He lost $250,000.
But at least they tried.
They tried.
But, you know, Brock Lesnar, he doesn't give a crap.
Oh, and they took away his win as well.
Well, we knew that.
Over Mark Hunt. But it's now official.
It's in the record books.
It's now officially in the record books. A no decision.
Oh, it's not even it's not even a win for Hunt. It's a no decision. That sucks. That's almost as worse as a loss.
It never happened. It just never happened. The match never happened. So there you go.
Excuse me. So, all right. Another quick note. It seems that Chris Hero will be making his return to WWE after a brief absence. He's been gone for a couple years. There's no news, I think, on whether he's going to come back as Cassius Ohno or if he will be Chris Hero, where in terms he's landing for NXT or if he's going right to the main roster. But it is rumored that he is coming back.
He has gone through the medical, so it's now a matter of I's and T's being crossed, and a decision when he will be used. Most likely, he'll return probably in January at some point, I would assume. If not, maybe February, March. And one of the tapings, don't be surprised, Chris Hero returns to NXT, I would assume.
Yeah. And speaking of signings, WWE also announced a relatively big signing, and an exciting signing, because after long last, WWE has signed Nigel McGuinness to a contract, and, well, they dropped some other really exciting news pertaining to Nigel McGuinness's signing, because, well, he is going to be officiating, overseeing, whatever you want to call it.
Co-hosting
the brand new WWE UK title tournament. It got announced today that WWE is doing a show exclusively, well, I don't think it's exclusive for the UK, but it's exclusive in the UK, where they're going to have talent in that country, and I believe from other parts of Europe, maybe? Or is it just in the UK?
I'm getting all the particulars for who's in it. It's a UK-only tournament. But, you know, Ireland, such, you know, people from the Europe will be involved. But it's mainly focused on the UK. The tournament is a 16-man tournament, which will include Trent Seven, Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate, Wolfgang, Tyson T-Bone, Tucker, Jordan Devlin, Roy Johnson, Joseph Connors, H.C. Dyer, Jack Starrs, Sarn Gradwell, James Drake, Tyson T-Bone, get it, Tyson. Why'd you guys write the name twice? Dan Mahoney, Chris Tyler, Saxton Huxley, Ringo Ryan, and Tiger Ali. Two of those competitors will be alternates. You said the name twice. Anyway, it'll be happening on January 14th and 15th. Live on the WWE Network, it will take place. And they even came up with a UK Championship title.
And it's pretty.
It's a pretty nice looking belt.
Yeah, so that's exciting news. Also coming in, I think, first quarter of this year is the women's tournament as well.
There will be a women's tournament. They'll be filming in Florida. But yeah, it will be a two-day throwdown at Blackpool's Empress Ballroom, airing live exclusively on the award-winning WWE Network, featuring the best talent the UK has to offer. Last man standing at the end of the tournament will crown an awarded title, which was also revealed earlier today at the conference. Nigel McGuinness will be there, which is why he is no longer the matchmaker for Ring of Honor. He left this past weekend because he was headed to WWE from there. Tickets for the historic two-day event at the Empress Ballroom will be available starting today, right now. Go get them at livenation.co.uk. You can go to WWE.com for more information. I'm looking forward to seeing the tournament on the network.
I'm excited.
It's live content. Like, it's awesome. Here's the whole thing behind this. There's another promotion in there that's starting up in the UK. And WWE has, you know, their foot on the ground as, you know, one of the top things going on in UK. And they don't want to lose ground. Because, you know, another promotion can come up and just take the market from them. So this is WWE's way of saying, oh, hey, we're still going to do something with this market. And for years, they've wanted to do something where they have global, I don't know, affiliates, I guess? Little sections of the country. Here's a, you know, offices everywhere, I guess.
Well, they kind of did. I know they had offices in England, they had offices in Asia. I think they had, like, sectors. I don't know what else to call them.
Right, they have offices, but they wanted to run promotions out of it just for those local bases. And they've been talking since like 2008 they wanted to do this. So they finally figured out a way to do it, and now you have the network to air all this content. So it's live content on the network.
Shane come up with that?
I don't know.
Was it that something that Shane wanted to do? Like, he basically wanted to, like, bring back the territories? I think I remember that coming out on a news site, or him saying that in an interview, that basically he wanted to reinvigorate the indie scene.
He may have. I don't remember.
This sounds really familiar.
It does sound really familiar, but I do not know off the top of my head. But
you know, it would not surprise me if they stole another one of Shane's ideas and claimed it for their own.
It wouldn't surprise me at all, but it's going to be cool. It's something different. It's something unique. And they could do this elsewhere. They could do this in China or Japan or something, where they take some talent and put a tournament together. Because they signed a bunch of guys under contract just to sort of have a feeler for what they want to do. And this is what it was all about. It's cool.
Well, it's also cool because it gives them exposure worldwide on the network. It opens the talent pool up for WWE for them to bring more people in to help grow and brand the roster. Because right now what we're seeing is a very diverse, multicultural roster beginning to form, with them going all over the world for the Cruiserweight Classic and signing people from the Cruiserweight Classic, and them going, you know, and bringing people in for basically an international talent search. So we're seeing a lot of diversity, a lot of different cultures coming together in WWE to create a really, really interesting product right now.
And what could eventually happen is there could be a UK-only television show based out of this.
I'm okay with that.
If this does well. It's like, you know, it's like 205 Live is a thing, but this will be just for UK, and it's only, you know, it's not going to be like what you have to really focus in on, but it's something different. And that's what the great thing about the network is, you can try these different things.
Yeah, I mean, they can do anything they want on their own network. It's okay, you know, say they create a TV show, it doesn't work, okay, great, you know, we can try something else until we find something that works. I mean, I'm kind of to the point where I wouldn't be surprised if we're not that far off from doing, like, scripted series, because right now they're doing wrestling tournaments, and you can only do so many wrestling tournaments. But it's like, it would be cool if they started coming up with, you know, maybe scripted series and that kind of thing, you know, because it's like, part of this is the talent is teeming with ideas, right? You know, look at Xavier Woods with Up, Up, Down, Down, an internet sensation.
Very much so.
That is Up, Up, Down, Down, you know, and that's just one person with one idea that's creating their own content. You know, you have plenty of other guys and girls backstage that want to do their own thing, or are looking for a break, or are looking for an opportunity, and you can use the network for that.
Yeah.
And that's what's really cool.
And they have a bunch of different ideas that they're looking to try as well, so...
I tell you what, I want, because they're never going to do it, simply because I don't think they can figure out how to do it. I want, like, the gritty Law & Order style series based on Suplex City. Like, you actually create an entire series based off Suplex City.
They could.
I think it would be cool. I'm a nerd like that.
I've agreed with you on that. It would be cool.
Because if you wrote it right, it could be really neat.
Yeah.
Kind of like take Gotham and Law & Order and all those other shows and kind of throw them together in one show. Because it could work.
It could work.
It could also be crappy, but it could work.
Or just give us a rom-com, you know.
A rom-com with the Wyatt family.
Oh, God.
Okay. I'm good. By the way, Bray, I know you can't hear me, but I'm sorry. I'm just really, really, really sorry. I'm sorry.
Anyway, sticking on the news, tying into the whole Nigel McGuinness thing, Steve Corino has left Ring of Honor to become a coach down at the Performance Center for NXT. That's awesome.
So congratulations to him. That is awesome. They're refilling the positions of Adam Pearce and a couple others that left to go be producers on the main roster. So now we're bringing in fresh trainers with fresh ideas. So that's cool.
I believe Johnny Saint as well from the UK is coming over for a 6 month stay as well as a trainer.
Regal is very excited about that.
Regal is very excited about that one.
Very, very excited about that one. He's been talking about it on Twitter. He's super excited. But speaking of super exciting, Curt Hawkins should be super excited because, well, Mrs. Curt Hawkins has a little Curt Hawkins on the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Hashtag Curt Hawkins fact.
Hashtag Curt Hawkins fact. Hashtag Curt Hawkins baby.
So congratulations to the Hawkins family
on their new bundle of joy.
Don't name it Kane.
Name it Kane.
Also, speaking of congratulations are in order to the New Day. Because one, they are now the longest reigning tag team champions ever. They beat Demolition's record this week, so congratulations to them. And two, they have a book coming out. The Book of Booty.
Shake it. Love it. Never be it.
Eat your booty-os, because they make sure you ain't booty.
From the proprietors and of Positivity themselves, each chapter of The Handy Guide will help you embrace the new day way of life, even if you're feeling booty. And who has never felt booty? You'll be clapping, gyrating, and radiating positivity like the new day themselves. Fans will learn the new day official definition of booty and the telltale signs that you are that you or a loved one might be booty, the proper attire and headwear for new you, how to twerk like a man, what your spirit animal says about you, and how to project positivity. By the time you finish the book, you'll be rainbow-gazing, trombone-playing, unicorn-loving soldier of positivity, ready to take on nefarious WWE tag teams with a smile on your face. Pro tip, eat your booty-os every morning for added strength. Oh my god. Okay.
I cannot wait for this book. I seriously cannot wait for it. I'm excited. I don't know about anybody else. I am excited.
It's hard to read all that with a straight face. Just saying.
I'm so proud of you that you did.
Kind of. It's a thing.
It's a thing. So congratulations to New Day on that.
Matt goes, booze is even cheaper. Maybe. Not really.
It depends on what you drink.
You probably can get really some cheap booze. You can get also Fireball whiskey in a box now.
Because that's exactly what the world needs, is whiskey in a box.
Whiskey in a box.
With a pour tab.
It's a thing.
We're all gonna die from Fireball whiskey.
We almost died from fireballs and total nonstop deletion. No, it was just fire from the volcano.
Anyway, moving on.
Shall we just do this?
Yeah,
bones
just do
breaking,
it.
Backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
Brent, number one, thank you. Thank you, because you saved us both points on this. And two, how could you? So after winning the number one contendership for the WWE SmackDown Tag Team titles, it seemed Zack Ryder has tweaked his name.
Hashtag blame Brent.
A little bit more than tweaked.
He was required surgery. He had it today, supposedly, and he's going to be out for a while.
Depending on the surgery. If it was a minor surgery, it could be a few weeks. If it's major, it could be up to a year.
So, feel better soon, Zack Ryder. So, does that mean I get points for successful title defense?
No. We went over this. No. No.
They were the number one contenders.
Did they have the match?
They retained.
They didn't even have a match.
Doesn't matter. They retained. There was a feud set up. They retained.
There is a feud set up, but they never had a match.
We should get points for this.
No.
I'm talking about Brent and I. We should get points for this.
Brent only has Luke Harper, and he doesn't get title defense points.
Who has Randy Orton?
Mike.
Mike and I should get points for this.
No. You have enough points.
I always need more.
There's only a few days left. You don't need any more points.
He's withholding points from me.
Hashtag blame Brent does not get you points.
But it was a successful title defense.
No, it wasn't. There was no match.
I'm sorry, but you suck.
You're wrong. 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 You're wrong.
He's denying me points.
I'm denying you points. Hey, Mojo Rawley can still challenge for the belts.
Who is his partner going to be?
Rob Gronkowski.
Really?
They're best friends. They're BFFs.
He just had back surgery.
Okay, Mojo's hype enough for both of them?
Really? You're going to have Mojo kill himself against the Wyatt family?
Yes, please.
You're cruel.
No, I'm not. You just won points. And hey.
You were denying me points.
No, I was actually, in the scenario I just laid out, you would have actually gotten points if they actually had the match. But they didn't have the match, so you get no points.
I still call it a successful title retention.
I call it a bunch of bull.
You're just bitter.
No, has nothing to do with being bitter. I'm sticking by the letter of the law.
You are totally bitter. Totally 100% bitter.
It has nothing to do with being bitter.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
You're denying me points.
I am not denying you anything. You didn't earn any points.
Chat room, is he denying me points?
Oh, don't
somebody,
go.
Anybody.
Don't go stalking up to the chat room now.
But we have four people in there.
I don't care. I don't care. We have 30 people in there. See?
Matt, you're fired.
See, she was coming in here to lean on her fluffers, and her fluffer just failed her.
Anyway.
Am I wrong?
fired. You are all fired. Every last week. Oh, God. Anyway.
No points for you.
Speaking of being fired, WWE let go one of their main writers in the last couple weeks.
Tom Cacilio. He was the managing lead writer for Raw and SmackDown. Behind the women's, was one of the people behind the women's division.
Crap. So there's no news on why he was let go.
No. It was budgetary reasons.
Supposed budgetary.
I can give you an explanation why he was probably fired.
Why? Who did he play grab ass with?
No, he didn't play. He was the one behind pushing for Hell in a Cell to be the main event, and Vince was not happy with it. Hell turned out all the way. So one thing leads to another. Somebody has to be a scapegoat.
Oh, that sucks.
That could have been. I'm not saying it is the reason, but
honestly, that seems like reaching a little bit. But
it's Vince.
It's Vince.
It's what Vince done in the past.
It would not surprise me if Vince fired him for that. It really wouldn't.
He always blames somebody for something. Since he was the guy who convinced him at the end to do it, could be why. Just speculation on my part. Just a lot of speculation. But read the tea leaves.
That's all the IWC is speculation. We're so good at it. But what's not speculation is that the five-time WCW champion, Booker T, is running for mayor.
Hold the phone. He's running for mayor.
He's running for mayor of Houston. We could have Mayor T.
Maybe I should unblock him now. Take him off hold.
No, dude, leave him on hold.
Till 2019, then we'll get the exclusive?
Yeah.
Okay. Inside joke.
Inside joke. Yeah. Inside joke. So best of luck to Booker T in his mayoral bid. I can speak. I swear to God, I can speak. Not really. Not tonight. And I haven't been drinking. That's the really stupid thing about this. I am stone cold sober.
For that, I would give you a Slammy Award, but there are no Slammy Awards this year.
I know!
It's a
You're
shame.
Not going to have the ridiculousness of the Slammies.
It's a shame. There's no Slammies this year. Sad.
I'm sad, but I'm kind of happy at the same time, because the Slammies was always a really awkward show, because it's like you were doing an award show in the middle of a wrestling show. And so it's like, okay, this is weird.
See, I liked it back in 95, 96 when they actually made a USA Network special where they actually had the people come up to acceptance speeches. They were sitting at tables and you had the Undertaker awkwardly walk down and accept his award. It was awesome.
In full gimmick. Mm-hmm. And he made a guy piss himself.
Yeah.
And take over news.
So I kind of want to see them do that. Do a network special like that for like an hour or two on the network.
I would be okay with that.
Ran out of room, pay the guys just to sit there and eat and whatever, do it on a Friday or Saturday, whatever. And just do it. It'll be awesome. They can get away with it.
I'm in for this. I'm completely 100% in for this. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm okay with this.
I'm okay with it too.
But you know what else I'm okay with?
What's that?
Us taking our first break. Because you know this isn't awkward enough. So, when we come back, we are talking all things Roadblock, end of the line. You don't want to miss it. And don't forget, because later on the show, we have Broken Matt Hardy. You're listening to The Rack right here on WallTalkRadio.com. We will be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw with me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way.
You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got fired!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply dabomb.com.
Have you subscribed to the Rack Radio Show YouTube channel? If you haven't, this is what you're missing. 5 days of WWE 2K17 content. Mondays are mashup Mondays featuring your favorite superstars performing entrances of other WWE superstars. Tuesdays is Raw Redo, featuring a matchup redone from the previous night's Monday Night Raw. Wednesdays are My Journey Wednesdays following Sir Rocking's path in the My Career mode. Thursdays are Throwback Thursdays featuring the classic WWE battle. Fridays are Fantasy Fridays featuring a fantasy battle with your favorite WWE superstars. Plus monthly simulations for every WWE pay-per-view. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now to youtube.com/rackradioshow for daily content from WWE 2K17.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hardy, and you are listening to The Rock Radio Show. Please tune in every dance you hit. I find it absolutely wonderful.
Here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. And, well, if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RockRadioShow.com, and WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Coming up later in the show, we will be having Broken Matt Hardy, I promise. But first, we're going to do a little roadblock after we get one more news item out of the way because somebody forgot to put it in the sheet.
No, it just came out like 10 minutes ago. So it's
it technically shouldn't count if we're on the air.
But this is a cool little news note, and I don't want to wait till next week because I'll probably forget it.
Okay.
Was that Doug Baldwin who scored? Awesome. Anyway, football. Yes, Doug football. Points.
He just slapped him in the nuts.
He did. So we're going to be talking about Tribute to Troops 2016 here in a little bit, combined with the SmackDown Throwdown. But we have news on Tribute to Troops 2017. It's going to take place on Thursday, December 7th, 2017, and it'll air on December 13th. Okay?
Okay.
It'll be taking place at the Pearl Harbor Hickam Joint Base in Hawaii.
Oh, nice.
WWE expects a crowd of 50,000 past or present military service members and their families, and could accommodate more.
That's cool.
Because it would be the 15th annual Tribute to Troops, so they're doing it big. And I love when they do it at the, you know, an army base. And The Rock did it out there, too, so I think that's sort of where he held it, I think. Sort of in that area, when he did Rock the Troops this year. So that could be really cool. So that was the news. I figured can't wait till next week. I figured we'd bring it up tonight.
That is cool. That is neat. So congratulations to them.
So it's speculating at this point, but it appears to be. So anyway.
Anyway, moving on. Now we're going to talk Roadblock end of the line, the Raw final pay-per-view of the year, or the final Raw pay-per-view of the year, depending on how you speak English, which I always speak it backwards, so fun stuff like that. Where do you want to start?
Can we start with the name Roadblock in the line first?
Yes, we can.
Can this become the new version of In Your House?
Can they just call it End of the Line? Why does it have to be Roadblock End of the Line? Why not just say End of the Line?
Because they like the term roadblock. But can it be like roadblock, different things? So,
no.
Roadblock street sign, roadblock construction, roadblock mind games, beware. Roadblock, beware of dog, 1 and 2.
No, we are not having a kennel from Hell Match.
No, beware of dog, 1 and... Beware of dog was an In Your House pay-per-view that got rained out. Because the Transformer blew and they had to do it again on a Tuesday. Where they put Ted DiBiase's career on the line. It was Savio Vega versus Steve Austin in a strap match. And it was like, DiBiase was on his way out of WWE. And his final show was supposed to be In Your House, Beware of Dog. And, well, the power blew during the match, and it was the first match of the night. And they had to stop the pay-per-view, do a Raw live the next night, and then redo the pay-per-view live on Tuesday. It was one of those most special things you'll ever see. Like, they tried wrestling in the dark, and it didn't work.
Of course they did.
Anyway, let's get into Roadblock in the line. By the way, you can go tomorrow, facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadio Network, and post your picks. You do it on the Twitters and the Facebook pages, or you can do the Facebook group. It's the easiest way for Kane Kins to get all the information, because he's a lazy intern. Hashtag shot at the intern.
By the way, intern, thanks for not being lazy and getting the Hardy interview out. Ding!
I take the shot, she gives the compliment.
One of us has to love him.
And it sure isn't going to be me.
We've discussed this. We pay him with love.
I thought we'd pay him with cookies.
That too.
That are eventually going in the mail.
They're still baking. It's a really, really slow bake.
It's a really slow bake. Well, he does a lot of the baking on Saturday.
I thought that was Rob.
No, every time we talk to him, it sounds like he's baking himself.
Yes, it does. It does indeed.
Anyway, yeah. On to the show, the pre-show, Big Cass versus Rusev. Segway right in there. Not really. So, this whole feud is because Enzo was putting the moves on Lana, basically. And now Big Cass is standing up for his boy against the evil Bulgarian-Russian Rusev.
I'm gonna say, I don't know, cares? I hate to say that because, honestly, I love Rusev on Total Divas, and I never thought I would ever say that, but I do.
Rusev is amazing on Total Divas. You have to listen to the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 6, Episode 5. We praise Rusev so, so much because he's amazing.
He's hilarious on Total Divas.
He is amazeballs.
And I like Big Cass, too.
Because he's 7 foot tall, and you can't teach that. How you doing? I want to say Rusev, but it's a pre-show. Big Cass wins.
Yeah, I'm going to say Big Cass.
Because it's a pre-show. That's the only reason. If it was the pay-per-view, I would say Rusev has a chance, but they like to have the babyfaces go over on the pre-show.
So, and also Enzo will be there so he can provide the distraction.
And Rusev will get his win back probably on Raw.
Yeah.
And Vince loves Big Cass because he's 7 foot tall. And remember, you can't teach that. Anyway, I go Rusev, I go Big Cass, you go Big Cass, video game goes Rusev, 8-ball goes Cass. Spin the wheel, what's next? Pick one.
What's next? Pick one. Alrighty, well, coming off the pre-show, let's talk about it. The match that he demanded, the match that he almost got traded for Eva Marie for, Sami Zayn takes on Braun Strowman.
He has 10 minutes to beat Braun Strowman, or has to last 10 minutes. With Braun Strowman? I don't know if this will be any good. I don't know. I like Murder Speed Braun. I really like Sami Zayn, but you gotta prove Mick Foley right. That Sami Zayn shouldn't be in the ring with Braun Strowman. I know Mick was trying to motivate him, yada yada yada, making him out himself, yada yada yada. We talked about it in the Raw post-show. Braun's the guy, Braun has the momentum. Braun has been built up strong. He's not built to lose to Sami Zayn. So Braun wins.
Okay, but here's the thing. You have done nothing with Sami Zayn since he beat Kevin Owens. Nothing. They have literally cast him to the wayside and forgotten about him. And now they're going to feed him to Braun Strowman. If the premise of the match is he just has to last 10 minutes in the ring with Braun Strowman, I think he can do it from just sheer will alone. Because if you think about it, if Sami does not have to pin Braun, put him down for 3 seconds, He just has to last 10 minutes. That's a feasible way to give Braun a loss.
Zayn will beat at beaten at 9 minutes and 54 seconds.
Maybe. I don't know. I just...
Here's my theory. Royal Rumble is coming up. Big men get built up towards the Rumble. Braun's going to be a major factor in the Rumble because he's big man. Braun should win. I know they haven't done anything with Sammy. But Sammy's not being pushed into the main event.
Sammy's not being pushed into the main event, but if you have Sami Zayn not last against Braun Strowman and gets crushed by Braun Strowman, what the hell do you do with Sami Zayn after that?
How do you even recover
Sami Zayn? You're talking about a dude who has had some of the most epic matches in WWE in the last 2 years, and you're pushing him to the bottom of the card. You're pushing him off the card.
But that's how they're booking him.
Why? What's the end game for Sami Zayn?
There is no end game for Sami Zayn.
Unless they're going to trade him to SmackDown.
They may. They may trade him and eventually trade him to SmackDown.
Because they keep hitting that really, really, really hard.
But they have no plans to right now. And Braun Strowman's the guy. Braun Strowman is being built up to go against someone like Roman Reigns. So...
Oh god, that's going to be terrible.
It's going to be an awful match. Braun's going to get... His first loss is going to be to Roman Reigns, so that's where they're going. I'm going Braun. You can go Sami. You can be wrong.
Fine, I'll be wrong. I'm going with Sami.
You can go along with the video game who picks Sami Zayn.
If he only has the last 10 minutes, if he does not have to pin Braun, if he goes to Braun, which he could do.
He could do it, but I don't think he is. It would be a stupid way to put the loss on Braun.
But it's an easy way to put a loss on Braun.
It
doesn't hurt Braun if he loses to Sami because Sami lasted 10 minutes.
I understand this, but I don't. No, I don't want to say it. 8-Ball goes with Braun, video game goes Sami Zayn.
Divided. We're house divided.
Over Braun Strowman and Sami Zayn.
God help us both. Alright, up next we have the tag team titles going on the line. Your newly minted longest reigning tag team champions are facing Sheamus and Cesaro for the titles.
I really, 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 really want to say Sheamus and Cesaro for very selfish reasons.
Points.
I think it's way too predictable. I think they're not going to do the predictable thing. New Day's keeping the belts.
I am not going to pick against New Day until New Day actually loses the belts. New Day. Simply because it's like, if you're going to give them the record, if you're going to do everything that you've done for them, smash it.
Because it's too predictable for them to drop the belt Sunday.
Honestly, I would have them go till Rumble or at the latest Mania.
Which is what I said before, like a few weeks ago, if they're going to do it, smash it. It's too predictable to do it Sunday. It's way too predictable. I'd be happy when Sheamus wins and I get 10 points, get 15 points. I'd be happy with that. But it's New Day. It's roadblock. They're going to, you know, it's predictable for them to lose the belt since they got the record. So they're going to change it. They're going to keep it with New Day. 8-Ball went with New Day. Video game went with Sheamus and Cesaro. What's next?
The Cruiserweight Championship. Rich Swann versus TJ Perkins versus Brian Kendrick for the Cruiserweight title.
Rich Swann.
Yeah, Swann. They just put the title on him. I know they're kind of hot-shotting it a little bit, moving it to 3 people within, you know, the first six weeks. I'm being generous. Shut up.
It started in September.
I'm being generous.
It's been September.
Anyway, they're moving the belt around a lot. I don't see them moving it right now because they'll probably wait till Rumble.
We're on their show, 205 Live, airing only on the WWE Network.
Ding! But yeah, Rich Swann.
8-Ball Swann Perkins for a video game.
So, alright. Up next!
That's as thorough of a breakdown as we can go. Because I don't care. I don't. I really don't. Nothing against them. I just don't care about the Cruiserweights.
There's no story to it. There's no epic build-up to it.
Because there isn't. Kendrick beat so-and-so. TJP beat so-and-so. Swann beat both of them. So it's like everyone beats everyone. It's all even.
So... Swan. Up next, Seth Rollins takes on Chris Jericho.
This could be really good.
It could be really bad or it could be really good.
We've seen it. It's been really good on Raw a few times. Rollins is going to win. It's very clear Rollins is going to win. Jericho's here to put over people. Then again, maybe they're doing Kevin Owens versus Chris Jericho as the feud for the title. Maybe not. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I'll go Jericho. I'll go Jericho. Fuck it. We'll go Jericho. Change my mind on the spot. Jericho.
Yeah, because they're splitting Jericho and Owens.
Again, going against a predictability thing. Everyone thinks Rollins. Jericho wins.
Yeah, I'll go with Jericho. Why not? Do something different.
Because you gotta get away from being predictable. So, yeah. Video game and 8-ball one with Seth Rollins.
Ding!
Spin the wheel, what's next?
The Women's Championship Ironman match, where Sasha Banks takes on Charlotte for the very last time, they swear it, for the WWE Women's Championship.
I could selfishly say Charlotte to get points, to have the perfect week.
It's not the perfect week.
Shut up. Just, no, don't argue. Don't argue with the rules of the perfect week.
I'm going to argue with the rules of the perfect week because by definition, it's not a perfect week. We have been over this countless times.
The week could start on a Sunday.
You still had people lose on Monday.
No, I mean the week could start this Sunday and it could all be positive on Sunday. It could be the perfect week.
That's the perfect day.
No, it starts at the beginning of the week. Just because the week ends the same
day. No, the week ends on Sunday. The week begins on Monday.
Don't argue with me and my perfect week rule.
I am arguing with you and your perfect week rule because your perfect week rule makes no sense.
It makes sense to me.
Well, you're crazy.
You could have called me a stupid idiot.
You stupid idiot.
I'm not a stupid idiot.
You just made the list.
Anyway, Sasha Banks and Charlotte will be really, really good. We're going to see some crazy moonsault to the outside. We're going to see some near falls like we've never seen before. And they're going to tear the house down for 30 minutes because they're guaranteed 30 minutes. It's not like any other time. Oh, hey, your match time got cut. Oh, no, they're going in knowing you have 30 minutes. Go. This will be match of the night. It could be main event the show. It really could main event the show. Because if Rowan's not going over in the main event, and Sasha goes over here, you have her go over in the main event. It makes sense, right?
I guess.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to this one. This is the match I'm looking forward to the most.
I'm looking forward to this. I think for this match, there's probably going to be shenanigans involved because they're going to have to set up the next feud. They've been building the feud between Bayley and Charlotte. I don't think Bayley and Charlotte necessarily needs the title to do the feud.
No, because you use Charlotte to elevate Bayley to get ready for Sasha.
Because I think they're going to do Bayley and Sasha at Mania.
Tomorrow, Monday Night Raw, Nia attacks Sasha after the Iron Man match. So that's the next challenge, Sasha and Nia. Charlotte and Bayley will spin off the other way.
Yeah, so I say Sasha keeps the title. They're done moving it around.
By hell will hurt my fantasy team. I'm going Sasha Banks.
Yeah. I say Sasha keeps it. Charlotte's streak breaks. Because it's like, here's the thing. I don't care if you say it's the last time. Sasha's still got a rematch clause, which means they have to go back to it at some point. You need to keep them apart for a while. Because this has been going on for months and months and months. And as good as it's been, and you've done a lot of firsts with them, you've got Bayley kind of sitting there going by the wayside. You've got Nia sitting there going by the wayside. You have Emma who's waiting to come back.
One day Emma will show up. She is the Brodus Clay of the WWE right now.
She gotta call her mama.
Somebody call her mama. Now she may have to take some time. She may have to help Zach heal.
She could.
That sucks. Now she's back on the road and he's back off the road. That sucks.
That does suck.
But they were on two different brands anyhow. Moving on.
Curses foiled again. Moving on.
Anyway, I think I said video game and A-Ball had Sasha.
We all have Sasha.
So Charlotte's winning.
That's usually how this works. So you have your Universal title going up on the line when Kevin Owens takes on Roman Reigns.
I don't care. I don't care Roman's back in the main event. I don't want him back in the main event. Can he lose and go back to the lower card? He was doing fine there.
I would say if he had dropped the U.S. title that, you know, I would think that Roman has even the slightest chance of winning, but because he hasn't dropped the U.S. title yet, I don't think he's winning.
No, I don't think he's winning. I think Kevin Owens is going to win by DQ or shenanigans or whatever, and Jericho's going to help him win. And they'll be like, hey, we fooled you all this entire time. We had this elaborate scheme where we're not together and we broke up and it was all a ruse. And then Jericho turns on Kevin Owens on Monday.
Basically. So I'm going with Kevin Owens on this. Who are you going with?
Kevin Owens.
All right. Well, I think that does that.
Hold on. Video game has Owens. 8-Ball has Reign. Now we're good.
All right. Well, that does it for Roblox End of the Line. So we're going to take our second break of the evening. And when we come back, we're going to be doing the SmackDown Throwdown, the NXT Rundown. We'll be doing two of the week. And don't worry, Broken Matt Hardy is coming. He'll be up later in the show. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back. How did it feel when it came alive and took you out of
can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Which one of your favorite WTR personalities is truly king of the WTR ring? Find out when your favorite WTR personalities battle in the virtual realm. Subscribe now to youtube.com/recradioshow and check in at 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Mountain every Monday to find out who is truly the king of the WTR ring. Once again, subscribe now to youtube.com/recradioshow. Let the battle begin.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Here on WildTalkRadio.com, or to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. And if you're joining us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. You missed our Roblox End of the Line recap. You missed our news segment. You missed the fact that I still can't talk.
Preview, not recap.
Whatever. Can't talk. But you're just in time for Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Just blame me. Anyway, continue on.
Blame you?
For you not being able to talk. Just blame me. Keep going.
It's all Rock's fault. I have a lot of tweets, so everybody sit back and get comfortable, because this is going to take a while. So, Seamus! You know you've been tagging with Cesaro too long when you find yourself getting fitted for a skirt. Hashtag real men wear kilts. And it is a picture of Sheamus in a kilt. Bless. Thank you very much, Sheamus. Sheamus, 30-mile-per-hour road trip to find the early bird blue plate special with Blanche and Rose and Dorothy. Yes, the Golden Girls are back. Next stop, White Castle. And it is a picture of Sheamus, Drew McIntyre, and Jinder Mahal. I want to be in a car with them. I want to ride along with them so bad. Cesaro, nothing wrong with coffee at 2018. Yes, military European time format. That's really late to have coffee.
Or very early if it was them just getting up.
No, it's 2018.
Oh, 2018. Well, it could have been a very long, long day. I don't know.
It's evening, basically. Night.
I know, but they could have partied all night, got to bed at 6 a.m. and woke up at whenever.
So,
Don't go with my lot. Just follow along. Keep going.
So, the following is a conversation between Cabbage Facts, Wendy's, and Game Grumps, with some other fast food retailers thrown in. Cabbage Facts. Hi, Wendy. Wendy's. Hi, Cabbage. Cabbage, do you want to go on a date? Debbie left me for Steven.
Steven.
Wendy's replies, can you pick us up? Cabbage goes, my mom said no. I'm 27-year-old. I need to get a job and a life. Wendy's replies, well, don't lose your head over it. Cabbage replies, I hate my life. Game Grumps then jumps in and goes, oh my god, Wendy's, are you cheating on us with real Cabbage Facts? So not cool. Game Grumps then tweets, hey, Arby's, are you guys free tonight? They ask Taco Bell the same thing, and Burger King. Wendy's replies, he's going through a rough patch right now. We're just friends. Game Grumps, he explicitly said that it was a date, so don't try that just friends line on us. Hashtag not falling for it. Hashtag been there. Hashtag crying right now. Game Grumps then follows that up with, your name must be Dave because now it looks like Dave's single. And it's a picture of the Dave single burger. Well played on that.
I don't even know what to say about those tweets.
It continues.
Okay.
It's an entire conversation.
I can see that. Ooh, that was a hit.
Wendy's fires back with, maybe you're just hungry. No reason to get cranky on an empty stomach. Come by and we'll feed you. Game Grumps goes, we'll see. Things are just pretty raw right now. Raw like an undercooked burger, sobs. Wendy's, we'll cook you up something fresh, something with no cabbage. But you're always fresh, so this isn't even special to us. Why can't you just love us for us? Goes into Grump Room, slams door. Every closed or slammed door opens another window. A drive-through window? Well, look, if you're talking about opening up a location in our office, we are on board. Not sure who do we have to call about this. It would be like that Richie Rich scene if Richie Rich had a better taste in hamburgers.
That's taking a shot at Richie Rich.
Arby's then jumps in and goes, we don't want to be your rebound, but we're here if you need a hat to cry on.
You weren't lying.
And then Game Grumps replies, sobs on your hat. Wendy's fires back with, at least we didn't go and tweet, achievement hunt, this is low. Says the restaurant that cheated on us with a cabbage.
So we circled all the way back around.
Yeah. Also, maybe you should tweet achievement hunt. They have way lower standards than we do. You two would make each other very happy. Wendy's, wow, we smell delicious beef, but it's being overpowered by the smell of burning bridges. It wasn't even a real cabbage. It was a real cabbage in your heart. We just need to talk this through over a frosty and some fries. It's a date, but please be gentle. We can't be burned again. We're just very sensitive right now. Taco Bell then replied with, what are your plans this week? An entire conversation.
You weren't lying.
I was not lying. It's complete and utter stupidity, but it made me laugh.
I'm not disagreeing.
Seth Rollins. Officiating on Sundays in the NFL is trash. I hate football.
So,
AKA the Bears lost.
Bears lost, yeah.
Rusev. Or actually, somebody tweets Rusev and goes, honestly, it's a close race between Rusev and Luke Harper for the best Twitter account, neck and neck right now. Rusev replies, ha, Luke Harper knows all about necks. Game Grumps then replied to Taco Bell, because I missed one. Oh, not much. Taco Bell, we're just going to go see some nearby volcanoes. You, and it's a picture of the new volcano menu from Taco Bell. I think that's it for him. Yeah. Okay, that's all. That's the entire conversation now.
They could have gone to total nonstop deletion for a volcano.
I dare you to tweet that at him. Chris Jericho, always nice to see the indie kids disrespecting the ones who came before them. Hashtag keep it up. And it's a picture of Scott Dawson basically doing Jericho's finisher. And William Regal replied, the tens of thousands of us that came before you are all thankful you invented everything, Chris. Again, thank you. And then Regal followed it up with something like, remember that next time you sneer or wear a suit.
Because that's Regal's gimmick.
Because for whatever reason, I favorited that twice. I thought I went for the other one. Anyway, not important. And then Dash Wilder tweeted Jericho, our apologies to Mara Fuji. And then Jericho goes, glad to see it's not just your partner who has no respect. Can't Can't wait to see you on the. Can't wait to see you in the big leagues, fellas.
All right.
And I'm done. I had a lot this week.
She says I have a cap.
I told you I hit my cap.
I know you said you hit your cap. I know you did. I know you did. All right, so I get to go now?
You get to go now.
Okay. I found something I had saved to send you, so that's a good thing. Let's see, where do we start? Donald Trump. If the press would cover me accurately and honorably, I would have far less reason to tweet. Sadly, I don't know if that will ever happen. Why would I read this? Because this is the tweet. Chris Crocker. Hi. I'm the Leave Britney Alone guy. I was a meme and a laughingstock for 10 years. I dealt it. Your president-elect. Grow up. Yes, please. Not SportsCenter. Breaking. The New York Jets have left the NFL to join the YMCA Flag Football League. Todd Bowles. I think this will be more our speed. Breaking. The Dallas Cowboys have named Tony Romo their person of the year for violently getting injured exactly when they needed him to. Not SportsCenter. Cleveland Browns Christmas wish list. New bones for RG3, beer and whiskey for Browns fans, new management, new coaching staff, a new team. 49ers Christmas list. Clones of Montana and Rice, new knee pads for Kaepernick, a college job for Chip Kelly, a college conference for the team. Keep going with that SportsCenter. Breaking, Cowboys officials admit Jerry Jones into a retirement home after he said Tony Romo could help this team win the Super Bowl this year. Not SportsCenter continues. Jaguars Christmas list. A Dr. Pepper halftime kid to start a QB. Super glue for their wide receiver's hands. A coach who doesn't belong in Pop Warner. And for the Jets, they give a quarterback. A quarterback for when that quarterback gets benched. Then a quarterback for when that quarterback gets benched. A quarterback for when that quarterback gets benched. And then so on and so forth. Ron Pasquale. Mr. Trump, please stop calling 1-800-IKEA. We told you we can't help you build that kind of cabinet. Let's see. Edge, happy birthday to my 3-year-old bundle of precious precocious, which basically means smart ass, no idea where she gets it from. Joy, Lyric, she rules. Not SportsCenter. The Rams don't know who will be the interim coach, but are confident having no coach at all is a definite upgrade from Jeff Fisher. Kyle Lewis. It's 2016 and Chris Jericho and Matt Hardy are two of the most popular wrestlers. Hashtag Rollins Report, hashtag Raw. Magical Haze. No truth to the rumor that Russian hackers are behind delaying the debut of Emelina. Hashtag Raw. 3-Man Booth. Hour 1 are Raw. Sing looks like a fun movie. Hour 3 are Raw. Sing looks the worst movie. And where's Emma? Fake Sports Center. Donald Trump met Ray Lewis today. He's planning on nominating Lewis for Secretary of Self-Defense. Fake ESPN. Donald Trump met with Ray Lewis today. Tomorrow he's meeting scheduled with O.J. Simpson and Aaron Hernandez. 3-Man Booth. What if Becky Lynch and Alexa Bliss dislike each other because they each want to be the pun queen of SmackDown Live? We all know Becky is. Rockstar Spud. I know we don't speak Ethan Carter, but you know the address where we did hunt for Willow. Hashtag. Do you know where the... Do you know the address where we did that hunt for Willow? Hashtag total nonstop deletion. EC replied, yeah, take the dirt path to Jeff's artwork. Take right at the symbolic graveyard. Left at Lake Reincarnation. Don't go past the shack where you were violated in. Renee Young, wait. Rusev Bull is allowed to see your dress before the wedding at Lana? Rusev, because I had to make sure it's going to be acceptable for children under 18. Rusev, bicep evolving each day, and you can't teach that. And David Gana. King Maxwell won his match faster than Goldberg over Brock. Baby Hardy Brand versus Goldberg? Total nonstop. Deletion. That's all I got. We're good?
That's all you got? Alright, well, let's do the SmackDown Throwdown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Uh-oh, we got a down Seahawk. Man down! That ain't good. So, alrighty, we open SmackDown with basically everybody bickering over AJ Styles' title and who the number one contender should be. Because, well, James Ellsworth is sick, and they need to find a new temporary number one contender. So you had, well, Dean out there.
The Miz out there. You had Dolph Ziggler for whatever reason come out. And, ooh, that's a hit. Punter dead, kicker dead, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And by the way, tweet it to them.
Ooh, yeah.
And magically, Luke Harper appeared to make it a four-way. It was a
that was targeting.
Nah,
yeah.
No, it wasn't.
He hit, that was helmet on helmet. He dropped his head, dude.
He dropped his shoulder, not his helmet.
Dropped his head.
Dropped his shoulder.
Head.
Anyway.
Anyway, that guy is just seeing stars right now. Let's hope he's okay.
Yeah, hope he's okay. So it boiled down to those four in a four-way elimination match. Crowd wanted Luke Harper at one point to win. Luke Harper to win. But instead, Dolph Ziggler? Why? Why? Why is he the number one contender for AJ Styles? I don't know. Why?
Why did he get invited?
Who invited him? He came out, he talked some stuff, Miz gave him a skull-crushing finale right away in the opening segment. It's like, we're done. Ziggler's done. Can we stop? Can we stop with the Ziggler train? It's over. It's done. He's nothing at this point.
I mean, it's like, I get you're trying to push Ziggler, but you built him up in the feud with Miz. You gave him the IC title, only for him to lose the title back to Miz, and to basically get his rematch blown, so he's pretty much right back where he started after his feud with Miz.
So now, in 2 weeks, on December 27th, he's going to lose to AJ Styles. We all know that's going to happen, so that's a thing. Whatever. You could have did Luke Harper and AJ Styles, it would at least been a fresh new matchup.
Yeah, but I don't think they want to burn Harper and Styles just yet.
But it would have been so much fun.
Oh, it's when they do it, it's going to be fantastic. But I think they're trying to save that for a little bit further down the line.
I guess. We mentioned earlier in the news, in the Blame Brent, that the Hype Bros became the number one contenders for the WWE SmackDown Live Tag Team titles. They won a Battle Royal, where American Alpha got eliminated. Tyler Breeze looked like he was going to win it. The Ascension looked good. But in the end, it was the Hype Bros, and now they're out of it. So I don't know where that leaves anything.
They have to all fight again for Bray's love. And again, I will get screwed out of points.
Natty didn't do it.
Because people are bitter.
Natty didn't do it, so she claims. But here's the tip. When music plays and you still have a live microphone, you can still talk.
No, they can't. They can only do that during Bray's entrance.
I know, but if you have a live microphone, you can talk. So, Natty, next time Carmella's music hit and you still try to get out your important thing to say, talk. We can still hear you.
She says no.
I know she says no, but we can still hear you. And Alexa Bliss was scheduled to face Deonna Purrazzo, but instead, she said, I don't want to fight her. So out came Becky Lynch, who demanded her rematch. And she was like, okay, sure, you can get your rematch, just not tonight. Then, here comes the money plays, and Shane McMahon walks out, says, not so fast. We are going to have this match right here tonight. And then Alexa faked an injury and got counted out, so Becky lost the rematch, or won the rematch, not the title. And then Becky got laid out by Alexa Bliss, and then who went back and selling her injury.
Okay, Shane, why would you cross Alexa? Why? She will take your face off.
Yes, she will.
I mean, why would you mess with her at all? Seriously, why? Why?
Why? Why? Why? Why?
Doesn't work the same as who.
Who? Who? Who?
So yeah, but my girl Alexa, she's keeping her belt. So proud.
So that's SmackDown in a nutshell.
That's SmackDown in a nutshell, but well, there were things that happened this week aside from SmackDown and NXT, and up next, we're gonna get patriotic, because Tribute to the Troops was last night.
Okay. No sounder for it. There was a cute puppy, right?
There's an adorable puppy with Bailey. They put Bailey and a puppy together. I thought my ovaries were gonna melt.
There was a big reunion of tag teams backstage. New Day was there, talking about their being awesome and breaking the record. Then the club walked up. Yes, the club. AJ Styles and Gallows and Anderson showed up. So they're sitting there, they're trash talking one another. It's kind of awesome. It's a club, a New Day. That was a feud, and we never sort of really got the whole thing there, right? Never really? Not a whole thing?
No, not really.
Never a whole thing there, so it's like, alright, we got that. And then...
Speaking of ovaries melting.
And then ovary melting, the thing happening. Fuck it. Here we go. Listen.
On the same page.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. These two died. They're really starting to gel. Hey. Who would have thought? I mean, gosh, like, I don't know about you guys, but I've been feeling kind of just different, you know? Mm. Ever since we broke the record and became the longest reigning
WWE World Tag Team Champions.
Yes, brothers, I feel a power coursing through my veins, and not just the power of positivity,
oh no,
but the power of history. And when it's all said and done, your boys might just go down as the greatest and most elite
shot fired
of all time.
Okay, it's a nice little run you boys got with the WWE Raw Tag Team Championships, but this is what a real championship looks like. Mm-hmm. And if we're talking about greatness, Well, boys, here it is.
That's right. Because we're not like you three nerds. We're all about being mean and making green.
Oh, we've dominated all over the entire world. From the sponsor parties with Shiggy-san in Osaka, Japan, all the way to Ontario, Canada, man.
And they've done it with the phenomenal one. If we're talking about the greatest groups, well, this conversation starts and ends with the club.
Throw it up.
Take it down.
Don't even invent that.
What are they looking at? What are they staring at?
Wait a minute. Did I just hear you say you're the greatest team of all time? You believe that?
Nah.
Not even team.
The one thing they cut off was, like, he said something to the effect of, he still only says one word.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. Where the hell was the Wyatt family? You have the club, you have New Day, you have the Shield. Where was the Wyatt family? I'd like to point out, the Wyatt family beat the Shield, beat New Day. I don't know where... I don't think they ever went against the club, or if they did...
Never fought the club, Bray was injured.
That's right, they never fought the club, so they've never gone against the club. But it's like, they've beaten two of the three teams there. Where was the Wyatt family? Where were they? Other than Bray was like, I can't be bothered with this crap. Or he was making out with Orton. One of the two things was happening. Who knows?
Anyway, Tribute to Troops was a lot of fun. Now, on to...
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So, on this one, we got the rematch from the rematch in a cage. Shinsuke Nakamura defends against Samoa Joe. I like the finish where he came back from instead of walking out of the cage. Instead, he walked back in, hit two or three Kinshasas, and picked up the win.
The only thing I took from that was Shinsuke Nakamura says, screw this escape crap, we die like men. That is what I took away from that. And I can do nothing but respect it. I hate the escape clause. I hate the fact that you can just, you know, walk out of the cage and win the match. No, you pin or you submit that bastard in the middle of the ring like you're supposed to. You don't just get to walk out.
Pretty much.
Beat them until they can't get up anymore and then you pin them. That's how this should go.
Daria Bernatato, something like that, wants to kill Billy Kay and Peyton Royce.
She's a little pissed.
So the main other story of this was to set up the number one contender's Fatal 4-Way next week. The first match was Ty Dillinger versus Eric Young. Ty Dillinger won by disqualification when Nikki Cross came in. So Ty wins, but then Big Damo, the hairy son of a gun, comes in and attacks Ty Dillinger.
They need to get somebody to sit on her.
Damo?
That would work. Just, you know, somebody to, like, just either sit on her or hold on to her, because this is going to become a problem. Eric, honey, you need to manage your children. Okay? Talk to Bray about that.
Andrade is seeing almost beat No Way Jose.
Not a shocker, but Andrade looked good.
The Drifter lost to Roderick Strong.
Again, not shocked, but Roderick looked good.
And the glorious Bobby Roode beat Oney Lorcan.
Okay, you know what? Nobody named Oney should be from the Northeast. He's from, like, Boston or some crap like that. That's, like, feels like such a redneck name. I don't know why, and this is horrible for me to say, but it's, like, Oney Lorcan. That's, like, the most backwoods crap I've ever heard in my life, and I'm from Georgia. I don't know, man. I don't know. Bobby looked fantastic. Crowd was into Bobby, but yeah, I can't get past the name.
Anyway, it was a bunch of short matches after the cage match. It was just an okay show. Next week we'll have the Fatal 4-Way and the women's match.
The best part of the show was, honestly, the cage match.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, it was the best part of the show, because it's Shinsuke and Joe just beating the crap out of each other, and it was awesome. So, I think that does it for SmackDown NXT and Tribute to the Troops. What do you think? Alrighty, so we're going to take our third and final break of the evening, and that's right, he's here. He knew we'd come. After the break, Broken Matt Hardy. You don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WallTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Hey!
never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
It was this past Sunday. I say a plug into a segue.
Hey, wait, give me a minute. I got another call. Give me a minute. I'll be right back.
Really?
Come on now.
Tell us how you really feel, Rob.
Like, if I was driving right now, I'd probably wreck into a tree. Everybody just stop what they're doing, and we'll just have to wait.
Los Matadores versus the Real American. You all
I'm
pick.
I'm going with that. Never mind, sorry. We're not making I see them too in action, and I was like all excited. Oh, that's so funny.
Not that I didn't expect that.
No. As luck would have it, I believe Los Matadores won.
Yep, and see, if I'd seen him face a couple of Mexican guys on main event, and they were pretty good, I would have picked him if I had seen him. I would have. They were Tito Santanas. That's what they were. They're the new Tito Santanas.
New tweet posted live on CB Radio. Subway picking an event that already happened. Let's see how he does. Can't be worse.
But I mean, I was going to make picks that I've already made picks on. I bet you my picks would have been different, too.
All right. The team has titles on the line. AJ Lee versus Free Bella. Who do you pick?
Oh, I pick Free Bella. I do remember that.
You do? Free Bella lost the match, but Ace and Rob picked three. Sub, you picked AJ Lee.
Oh my god!
I believe you changed the answer, Rock.
Oh shit, well that's one for me because I'm sticking to my original pick.
Jay was completely in the garbage. Thank you.
I told you I'm my own worst enemy.
I'm coming. Just like. Bump my HP up to like almost full health now.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen,
EC3. This is TNA Superstar EC3, Unbeaten World Heavyweight Champion, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. Also, a huge shout out to everybody listening to us at WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, and Gerwick.net. We're super excited you're joining us because, well, we have a special holiday treat for you. That's right. Joining us right now is one half of the TNA Tag Team Champions and the star of Total Nonstop Deletion, which airs this Thursday on Pop TV. Everybody, please welcome to The Rack, Matt Hardy. How are you doing today?
Yes, excellent. How are all of you?
We are just fine, and we are delighted to be talking to you today because, you know, you are continuing the viral sensation that is, you know, the Final Deletion and then the Great War with Total Nonstop Deletion, and it's going to air this Thursday on Pop. So what can we kind of expect to see tomorrow?
Yes, it is going to be the most different, the most fun, the most unorthodox 2 hours of professional wrestling you've ever seen in your life. It will be truly Total Nonstop Deletion. In the main event tomorrow night, Apocalypto, myself, and Brother Nero, we have to defend the World Tag Team titles against any challengers. The Seven Deities have mandated that myself and Brother Nero prove we are the greatest tag team in all of space and all of time. And to do that, we must face all the greats. I've invited such teams as the Day of the New, the Bucks of Youth, every great tag team that is there. The Express that rock and rolls, the Rock and Roll Express, as many mortals know them as, they have accepted the invitation. They have publicly been announced they will be here. Also, Decay Andrew Everett and Trevor Lee will be here as well. Several, all the other TNA tag teams in DCC that will be appearing, and there is going to be Minimus Price tag team showing up. We're also going to have a world title match where Eddie Edwards will be defending against Lashley. King Maxwell, my 17-month-old son, is going to be making his debut tomorrow, and that will be absolutely wonderful.
I was going to say, what has been King Maxwell been doing, you know, to prepare for his Impact Wrestling debut?
He has been training very, very intensely. He has been up. He has been walking and walking and running a couple miles a day. He has been hitting the gym very hard. He is building the strength in his ligaments and tendons. And I've been working with him very, very closely with all of his technique and his fundamentals in the ring. He's going to be prepared. He will be ready come tomorrow.
Well, I know I can't wait to see it, and I know our listeners can't wait to see it either. So can you kind of give us a hint on what his finisher is going to be?
Oh, his finisher. I cannot divulge that information at this time, but it is going to be absolutely incredible.
Well, I'm excited. So you mentioned the other tag teams that you've invited to the show tomorrow, and I have to know, because you've been interacting a lot with Bray Wyatt and the family that is the Wyatts, and you guys have had a little exchange on Twitter where you've been going back and forth, where you invited him and he seemingly accepted your invitation, and you guys want to come head to head. So I'm curious, because I have to know, because they have a compound and you have a compound. Whose place would that happen at? Would you go to them, or would they have to come to you?
Well, I have certainly invited them here, so I'm hoping they appear here at Total Nonstop. Deletion! But if they do not have the courage, if they are afraid to, I will certainly go to their compound. If not, I will go to Nick Mahan's show, and I will seek him out. I will pull them out of one of the arenas at a SmackDown match.
Fair enough. And was there anything that, you know, made you want to call them out, other than, you know, maybe they're kind of trying to imitate you a little bit?
Well, I mean, of course, the initial instance that really my mind goes to is that after we had the final deletion, you know, they had a week later, several days later, they had a fight at the Wyatt compound. You know, so of course, yes, the similarities there, I think, are no coincidence. So, you know, that is blasphemy in my broken universe. That is sacrilege. And for that, they must be deleted. So there are many, many people. I am also here to do what the wrestling fans want to see. The wrestling fans want to see House Hardy versus the family that is Wyatt. So that match must happen. We're on a collision course, and at some point in time, that match must happen.
I would agree with that 100%. I know I want to see it. I'm excited for it. So, you know, you've created this innovation, this viral sensation that is Total Nonstop Deletion and the previous two occurrences of it. What was it like for you to kind of get the creative freedom to do something like that? I mean, how did you even come up with that brilliant idea?
Everything emanated. Everything changed in my world. You know, whenever Brother Nero launched himself off the highest platform in the zone of impact and landed upon me in a table, I thought my career may be over, but it ends up, the injury just became an incident that led to my broken condition. And whenever that condition happened, the seven deities, they unlocked potent parts of my mind. And now I have access to parts of my mind that other people do not have access to, other mere mortals. And I am able to understand and review the whole story and lifetime of my soul. My soul has been around for 2009 years. It has inhibited hundreds of vessels. And now it is currently in the vessel of Matthew Hardy, the professional wrestler. So now I have been given a mission by the seven deities. I must help TNA survive and thrive. And now we are taking it to great places. I'm going to lead it to the promised land in 2017. The new people that have just come in to help run TNA and the investors, that is Anthem, which is the parent company of Fight Network, they are actually now the investors, and they are going to have the majority ownership of Impact Wrestling. And they have given me this opportunity to promote this show, Total Nonstop Deletion. And this show is going to change things. It is going to change the way the wrestling industry is executed, the way it exists. And my broken universe is going to take center stage in this. And my broken universe is looking to give Impact Wrestling a true identity. So throughout all of that, now we've got to this point with starting the final deletion, with inspirations I had received from the seven deities and other things from certain premonitions I had. And now we've got to this point. And now, going forward in Impact Wrestling, we are going to have an identity. We are going to be built upon and around my broken universe.
So you're going to reinvent TNA and Impact Wrestling?
Yes, it must be. I mean, it's almost like TNA, even those terms of letters, I feel like in many ways are obsolete. So I must delete TNA. I must render it obsolete and delete it and then rebuild it in a greater, stronger format, in a greater, stronger fashion, much like I did for Brother Nero. You know, he was weak and he was full of temptations as J-E-F-F-H-A-R-D-Y. And once I rendered him obsolete and deleted him and he became Brother Nero, he became a much stronger, much better entity. And now I must do that with Impact Wrestling.
Well, I wish you best the luck of that. And just for your personal self, what do you want people to take away from Total Nonstop Deletion?
I want people to watch Total Nonstop Deletion, and I want them to, for 2 hours, relax, enjoy the Broken Universe, and I want them to have fun. I want them to be entertained. The last 50 minutes or so of the show, the second half of the show, is going to be the Apocalypto tag team match where myself and Brother Nero must prove we are the greatest tag team in all of time and all of space. And I'm going to make a very bold statement. I'm going to say this is going to be the most entertaining, most fun, from top to bottom wrestling match you have ever seen. It is going to be something different that is going to break all barriers of all wrestling matches in the past. It is going to be a wrestling match almost wrapped up in a movie. And for the last 50 minutes of the show, it is going to fly by, and you're going to be on the edge of your seat waiting to see what is going to happen next. There's going to be moments that are going to make you laugh. There's going to be moments that are going to make you nervous. There's going to be moments of drama and suspense and action that are just going to drive you wild. Your adrenaline will be through the roof. And this match truly has something for everyone. During Apocalypto, you will experience every range of emotion that there is possible.
Well, I know the Great War did that to me, just with you know, you guys destroying Joseph Park. That personally, that hurt my soul just a little bit, but it was well worth it because it was so awesome to see you guys do that with all just the insane, crazy things that you were doing. Because, you know, we got Skarsgård, we got Senior Benjamin, you know, and ultimately you all triumphed and you sent the Decay packing and you deleted them, which was epic.
Yes, and you notice they have never been the same since then. And they are coming back to the land of deletion, looking to regain their essence, I think, in Apocalypto.
Well, you have to make sure they don't get it back.
Yes, indeed, of course. But all your favorites will also be involved in the whole evening of Total Nonstop Deletion. I mean, Vanguard 1 is going to be heavily featured throughout Total Nonstop Deletion. He will be making great appearances in Apocalypto. So will Skarsgård, the Dilapidated Boat. Senior Benjamin, obviously King Max are making his debut. Queen Rebecca is going to be there. She wrote an original song, which actually opens up the show. So many, many magical moments. I can't even start to begin to name them. There are so many, and so many amazing cameos and appearances that people will not expect, that are going to be surprises that are going to blow them away, are going to occur all throughout the night.
Now, I have to know, were you surprised at all at the popularity of Senior Benjamin? Because he, in addition to the Final Deletion, Senior Benjamin sort of became a viral sensation overnight. And people have just taken to him.
Yes, he is very, very beloved. Yes, I will be honest. I have always had much adoration for Senior Benjamin. But now that he is, been focused on Impact Wrestling and on the television screen and became such a viral sensation, the love for him is unbelievable. It is almost unparalleled. And yes, I am almost surprised he is loved so much, but I can understand why he is loved so much. He is absolutely a wonderful human being, and he has an impeccable, immaculate soul. So yes, I'm very, very happy for his love and popularity.
Is that one of the things that sort of keeps you going? Because I know you've accomplished so much in your illustrious career. What kind of is keeping you motivated at this stage of it?
I think the most important thing that motivates me right now is to just help Impact Wrestling find its way once again, you know, because there had been times where it showed these amazing signs of greatness, showed signs of identity, and now it is almost my mission. I have been put into this soul, into this vessel of Matt Hardy, to help it reach its true potential. And the wrestling industry as a whole needs that. We can't just have one monopoly running the entire business being Nick Mahan's show. We cannot allow that. We must have another place where other wrestlers can go and perform and can make a great living. And we must push them. We must push that Nick Mahan put out the best product possible. And also, it's very beneficial to the wrestling fans. So I know I am contributing in a very important part. Not only am I helping Impact Wrestling, but I am helping the entire industry.
I would agree. 100%. And what would you say, you know, once you have succeeded in your goals and you've reinvented Impact Wrestling and you've revolutionized the wrestling industry as a whole, what would you want to be remembered for once your career is finished?
Oh, when it's all said and done, I am not sure. You know, I want people to see that I am willing to give back. You know, I am giving back because I am not thinking about Broken Matt Hardy. It is not important to me that I am the person that is the person that is most taken care of in my mission. The people that I want to be the people that I want to, what I want them to take away from this more than anything else is that I was willing to get back and build a territory, build a dominion for all the young up-and-coming wrestlers like myself and a young brother Nero. When we had dreams and aspirations of getting into the wrestling business, I am building another empire where those people can come and achieve those dreams. So I want to be known as someone who is willing to give back.
I can respect that. I think that's a good goal to have. I think that's a fantastic ambition to have, because it seems like so many people are selfish and they don't want to give back. They just want to sort of hoard it all and take it all for themselves.
Yes, yeah, so a lot of people come in any kind of wrestling promotion they can and rape, pillage, and plunder. Now, that's not my goal. I am here and I have inserted, I tore apart the Impact Wrestling universe and I inserted the Broken universe, and now it is slowly taking over the Impact Wrestling universe. But my goal is not just to highlight everything that is Broken Matt Hardy and my platoon or my family. You know, obviously that is a key point at this time, but my goal is to open up doors for other people and to build somewhere that is great where other people can come in. It is my contribution to giving back.
I think that's awesome. So I have to know for you, because you revolutionize everything and the holiday season is upon us. Are you planning on revolutionizing anything for Christmas? Or do you do anything special for Christmas or for the holidays in terms of celebrating?
Of course. Yes, we are having a scintillating Christmas. We have an amazing thing planned out. And yes, I've been in the spirit. I love Christmas. It is one of my favorite holidays. I've celebrated 2009 Christmases on Earth. You know, my soul has. You know, my favorite one probably dates back to 68 AD. It was the first one where I received gifts, which was absolutely amazing. It was quite the illustrious Christmas, I must add. But I love Christmas. It's a very special time of the year, the time to spend with family and friends. And I will tell you something that I haven't divulged to anyone else at this time. There's going to be a special holiday edition of Impact Wrestling featuring the Hardy family, which is going to be absolutely magnificent.
Oh, can you give us any hints? Any other hints on what's going to take place?
Oh, well, I mean, first we need to watch Total Nonstop Deletion. And then a couple weeks after that, if we are able to retain the tag team titles of the world and prove that we deserve the label of the greatest tag team in all of time and all of space, then there will be a magnificent party and celebration on our holiday episode special.
Well, I can't wait to see that. That sounds exciting.
Yes, indeed.
Because, you know, you all do it big, so I'd be curious to see
it. Yes, of course. Indeed. There might even be a little bit of a musical in it. It would be lovely. I love it when we get the family together and we sing and Queen Rebecca plays the piano. It's absolutely magical.
So the final deletion, the musical edition?
There may be a little bit in that, yes.
I think that'd be fun.
Yes, indeed, of course.
Well, Matt, I want to say thank you so much for joining us today. It's been super amazing to speak with you, and I want to wish you the best of luck with the show this evening and moving forward with your goals. So everybody, check out the Total Nonstop Deletion when it airs Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, only on Pop TV.
Yes, and I promise you will find it absolutely delightful. Yes, thank you very much. Muchas gracias.
So there you have it. That was the one and only Broken Matt Hardy. A day before Total Nonstop Deletion, as he sort of claims it. It was an interesting Total Nonstop Deletion if you haven't seen it. A couple of things that happened. We had a Disco Inferno. We had a Road Warrior Animal. We had a three count. And an explosion. Just check it out. Total Nonstop Deletion on Pop TV. But I'll do it for the back right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Saturday Night Midnight-ish is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. We will have the great holiday food debate. We're doing desserts and drinks this week. So check it out. CB Radio Live, Midnight-ish. Say what? Returns as well. CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Sunday at 11 p.m. Eastern, it's Wrestle Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Heartbreak Mac, and the Omega, recapping WWE Roadblock. We'll be back Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night for another edition of Rack. Check out all the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 6, Episode 5 right now. It's now available. Please go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com and type in Jeff Jarrett on the Rack for Male Interview of the Year, Barbie Blank for Media Interview of the Year, and the Bella Twins on the Rack for Female Interview of the Year. Go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com. You can even type in for Show of the Year for the Rack, if you want. Just go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com and do it for us. We would be greatly appreciative of it. That being said, you can follow us on Twitter at Rack Radio Show, Facebook.com/Rack Radio Show, YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show, where you got this exclusive interview with the Broken Matt Hardy. Told you, subscribe. Things happen. At Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Lindsay's on Twitter at Lindsward, LINSWRD. Go to behance.net/Lindsward, same as her Twitter. Check out our website, psychwordsdesigns.com. Thanks to Gerwerk.net. Thanks to Wrestling Figure Photography, Instagram.com/MBG1211. Go to RicFlairShop.com. Use the promo code MBG1211. Save 10% on hashtag NateMerch. It's all new merch, so save some money. Help Matt Goldberg out. MBG1211 in the discount code. So for Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you next Thursday night for another edition of Rack right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. And right here at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com. Good night, everybody.
WildTalkRadio.com.